Optus's CEO, Stephen Rue, has revealed their preliminary investigation suggests the first step out of three steps with the network upgrade was not followed. He says there was a deviation from the established process, saying the independent review, led by an experienced executive and board director, Kerry Schott, will look further into why all 000 calls did not divert correctly.
The firewall upgrade program that caused the 000 failures on Thursday, September the 18th, was scheduled to be completed over two nights. Our preliminary investigations have determined that on the first night of the upgrade, the steps taken on past successful upgrades of a similar nature were not followed.
Mr. Rue also says their early investigation revealed 25% of the 631 customers that failed to connect did get through the network. He says approximately 86 of 631 customers did get through, and 65 of them reached emergency services through another carrier, and there were approximately 480 customers who did not get through. It comes on the same day the network company is at the federal court on a separate incident to appeal a $100 million fine for unconscionable sales conduct following action taken by the ACCC. Optus has admitted it had engaged in unacceptable, dodgy sales tactics, including pressuring customers to buy mobile goods they did not want or need, which affected indigenous and disabled customers.